venture into organic cosmetics faces unexpected challenges, highlighting the importance of product testing in natural beauty products. Hey friends, hey listeners, welcome to Cytosol School. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host, and you have arrived at our weekly segment known as Failure Friday. We're going to talk today specifically about an organic cosmetics line that basically kind of breaks down, experiences lots of challenges and adjustments. Experiences challenges, and then the side hustler needs to adjust. That's essentially how it works. You get to hear directly from a small business owner or side hustler who has struggled to get something off the ground. We often tell success stories, so we want to look at what's difficult as well, hopefully with the idea of developing resilience and helping you make better decisions in the first place, but also to recover or rally or regroup, or all three perhaps, when you encounter a setback. So we like to teach through case studies. Today's short story features Emma, and as you might guess, her business had a couple of difficulties. Let's hear from Emma. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
My side hustle journey into the world of organic cosmetics began with a clear vision and a passion for natural wellness. I'm Emma, a marketing manager by day, and my nights and weekends were dedicated to creating a range of organic, eco-friendly beauty products. Driven by a desire to offer a healthier alternative to the chemical-laden options in the market, I plunged into developing my line, Nature's Embrace. In my small home lab, I experimented with natural ingredients, crafting everything from facial creams to body scrubs. The initial feedback from friends and family was positive. Encouraged, I started selling my products at local farmers markets and online. Sales were slow, but it seemed like my dream of making a mark in the organic beauty world could become a reality. However, I soon faced a challenge I hadn't anticipated. Unlike commercial products, my organic cosmetics lacked the preservatives that extend shelf life. I realized that in my enthusiasm to bring a natural product to market, I'd overlooked the critical aspect of product stability and longevity. Balancing my full-time job with the growing demands of Nature's Embrace became increasingly unsustainable. Faced with the tough decision to continue risking my savings or to step back, I chose the latter. Shutting down Nature's Embrace was painful. It wasn't just a business to me, it was a dream and a reflection of my values. But this experience wasn't without its lessons. It taught me the importance of thorough product testing and understanding the complexities of natural product formulation. The beauty industry, especially the organic sector, requires more than just passion and good intentions. Today, I still work in marketing, but I also volunteer with local startups, sharing my experiences to help other side hustlers avoid similar pitfalls. While Nature's Embrace didn't succeed, the journey enriched my understanding of business, the importance of balancing passion with practicality, and the value of learning from a setback.
Big thanks to Emma for sharing the story. Best wishes to her on the next venture or whatever she does next. Listeners, remember the theme of Failure Friday. Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. I've started lots of projects that haven't worked out or fizzled out or otherwise encountered difficulty. And all I know is to keep trying new stuff. So I hope you'll do that as well. I hope that you not only enjoy these stories and updates and conversation that we do kind of back and forth every day, but you also take action on your ideas. That's my goal. SideHustleSchool.com, some resources, tips, notes for every episode. And of course, a new episode comes out tomorrow, every single day, 7 days a week. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.